It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where it is a hot one tonight, and the Tacoma Rainiers are preparing to take on the El Paso Chihuahuas, a AAA battle between the affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres. El Paso is a good club this year. They're 10 games over 500, but that has not stopped the Rainiers from taking two out of three so far in this series. Twice the Rainiers in the last 3 days have had tremendous pitching performances, and they hope that that continues today in what is going to be a game that features a lot of different Rainiers pitchers. Chris Mazza is making the start today, and he has just recently become a member of the Rainiers starting rotation after pitching in the bullpen earlier this season with AAA Durham, so he has not stretched out for long outings yet. They're hoping to get a couple of maybe three innings from Mazza today, and then we'll see the Rainiers bullpen from that point forward. Mazza is 1-2 with an 11.74 ERA in four games for Tacoma. El Paso is going to start left-hander Ryan Weathers, and Weathers making the start today. And he is a young lefty, just 22 years old, son of a longtime major league pitcher, David Weathers. And I mean longtime. I think he was in the league for 19 years as a reliever. Ryan's a starter, and with El Paso this year, he's 4-6 with a 6.83 ERA. He's making his 18th start of the season today. So Ryan Weathers on the hill for El Paso and Chris Mazza for the Tacoma Rainiers. Got a roster update and some other tidbits for you as the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after these messages.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Tacoma hosting El Paso tonight. It is the fourth game of a six-game series. One more night game tomorrow night at 7:05, and then daytime baseball on Sunday at 1:35 in the afternoon to wrap up the homestand. Mariners made a roster move today. They claimed a relief pitcher from the Boston Red Sox off waivers, right-hander Phillips Valdez. And Valdez has been optioned to Tacoma. He's not here yet today, but look for him to arrive in the coming days. So Valdez has joined the Mariners organization and will be here shortly. Also, today is a scheduled day off in Mitch Haniger's rehab. He is not in the lineup today. He is expected back here at Cheney Stadium tomorrow for Game 5 of this series and probably Sunday as well, although we'll have to be sure about that tomorrow. But Haniger expected back here tomorrow for the Game 5 of the series. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. The first, we'll look at the visiting El Paso Chihuahuas. The San Diego Padres AAA club has a record of 53 wins and 43 losses. They're managed by Jared Sandberg, Olympia native, who is a former Seattle Mariners coach. He's in his first year in the Padres system managing El Paso. Leading off playing center field is Jose Azocar. Batting second is Will Myers. He's at first base. Hitting third, Taylor Colway. He'll play left field today. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Luis Campusano. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Brent Rooker. Hitting sixth is shortstop Eggy Rosario. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brett Sullivan. Hitting eighth, second baseman, C.J. Hinojosa. And batting ninth, designated hitter, Kyle Martin. On the mound, Ryan Weathers. Weathers has a record of 4 wins and 6 losses with a 6.83 ERA. The Tacoma Red Ears are 41-54 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing third base is Alex Blandino. Batting second, the center fielder Jared Kelnick. Hitting third is second baseman Kevin Padlow. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Eric Mejia hits fifth. He'll play shortstop today. Batting sixth is the first baseman Joe Odom. Hitting seventh, right fielder Scott Heineman. Batting eighth is designated hitter Trey Ambergy. And hitting ninth, left fielder Forrest Wall. On the mound for the Red Ears, Chris Mazza. The right-hander is 1-2 with an 11.74 ERA. Umpires today, Brennan Miller has the plate. Mark Stewart Jr. is at first base. And Josh Marshall is at third. It's Tacoma and El Paso. Game four of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tekelber Red Ears Baseball as we are approaching the start of this one, the Red Ears and the El Paso Chihuahuas. Well, that's what these two teams are normally called, but today is a Copa de la Diversión day here at Cheney Stadium, and the Red Ears are playing with their Copa alter ego, La Familia de Tacoma. And El Paso brought their Copa jerseys down on the road with them. We appreciate that, and they are Las Margaritas del El Paso. So, the margaritas. You know, there are people who claim in El Paso that the margarita, the cocktail, they claim it was invented in El Paso. But, you know, there's a lot of people who make claims about things like that that might not necessarily be true. But we'll give it to them. We'll give it to them. All right. They're inventors of the margarita. Here's Jose Azucar to lead things off for the Chihuahuas. Chris Mazza has finished his warm-ups, the right-hander, former big leaguer. And he is ready to go. And the first pitch of the game is on its way. And it is in there for a called strike, and we are underway. 91 degrees our game time temperature. That's a season high at home. Now Mazza with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Azucar. And it is taken inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Azucar in his ninth game since being optioned to AAA by the San Diego Padres, hitting .306 with two homers in eight games. Yeah, the 1-1 on its way to Azucar, and it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. What a two. Rainiers have won two of the first three games of this series. As Mazza's 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, strike three. Down goes Azucar. Mazza got him with his slider. And one man is gone at the top of the first inning. Red Ears have been playing right around .500 ball throughout the month. And after yesterday's win, they're now one game over .500 in July at 11-10. Here's the rehabbing Will Myers. He has homered in each of the last two games for El Paso. So here's a pitch in for a strike. I figured after homering in back-to-back games, maybe the San Diego Padres would determine he's ready to return to the big leagues. And I was kind of hoping when we got to the ballpark today that we would find out that that had happened. But nope, there he is in the lineup again. 0-1 for Mazza. Outside for a ball, 1-1. This is his seventh AAA game of his rehab assignment. Been out since June 3rd with knee inflammation. Mazza with a 1-1 pitch to Will Myers. Swing and a miss at a changeup, and the count goes to 1-2. So a ball and two strikes. And the next pitch from Mazza is swung on and pulled foul on the third base side. And it is still a ball and two strikes. Mazza working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. The Red Ears have Odom at first base, Padlo at second, Mejia at short, and Blandino at third. Outfield is Heineman in right, Kalnick in center, and Wall in left. Now pitches outside and to the backstop, and counts even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. There's the pitch. And it is swung on and fouled away. Still three balls, two strikes to Will Myers. So he's seeing some pitches here. Cloudless day in Tacoma. Lights are on, although not needed yet. There is a slight breeze blowing in from center field. Not too much to it at the moment. 3-2 to Myers, bounced up the middle off the glove of Mazza, picked up at third by Blandino, but he just holds on to the baseball. It's going to be an infield single for Will Myers. If Mazza fields that, he has an easy out, but it was hit sharply. He had to kind of reach and react quickly with the glove to try to field it, and he deflected it instead towards Blandino, who picked it up, but Myers was hustling down the line, and he has himself an infield hit. So Myers is on with one away, and here's Taylor Colway hitting 328 with nine homers. And he takes a strike on the outside edge. Colway third in the league in batting average, third in the league in hits, fourth in the league in doubles, second in on-base percentage. You get the picture. He's having a big year. Left-hand swinging multi-positionalist. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And that is strike two, cutter from Mazza. Mazza made his big league debut for the Mets. Has also pitched in the majors for the Red Sox and Tampa Bay. 0-2 pitch, swung on and tapped back to Mazza. He has it, goes to the shortstop. There's one back to first, and it's not in time. Colway avoids the double play, but the Raiders do get the force out at second base on Will Myers. And then Mejia playing short today. He has a great arm, so he decided to try to get that double play, and he winged it to first base, but Colway was able to beat it out and avoid the double play. Here's Luis Camposano now. Hitting 300 on the nose with seven homers and 822 OPS. Right-hand hitting catcher. And he swings and fouls one back there. Strike one. Now tossed to first base and diving in safely is Colway. Mazza trying to put a zero up there. In the first, his pitch is chopped up the middle towards the second baseman. Padlo has it, and he touches second base to force out Colway, and that's it. That's the final out here at the top of the first inning. Mazza keeps El Paso off the scoreboard. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It's El Paso nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
El Paso did not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Alex Blandino, Jared Keldick, and Kevin Padlo, the top three in the Red Ears lineup today. Blandino has often been hitting ninth for the Red Ears, but even though his batting average is just 194, his on-base percentage is 380 as he takes ball one from Ryan Weathers. And Blandino, because of that high OBP, gets a shot at the leadoff spot today. Next pitch from Weathers is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Ryan Weathers into his motion. And his next pitch is pulled down the left field line, and that is a foul ball. 2-1 the count. Weathers making his 18th start for the Chihuahuas. He is 4-6 with a 6.83 ERA. In 84 and a third innings, he's allowed 113 hits. Batting average against him is 327. He has struck out 56 and walked 39. 2-1 pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count's even 2-2. Weathers hasn't pitched in a while, not since July 13th, 16 days ago. The 2-2 pitch is outside, ball three. He's been throwing a lot of innings this year. In fact, he's ranked sixth in the league in innings pitched, and the Padres just kind of gave him an extended break between starts around the All-Star break to slow down the innings count a little bit. 3-2 pitch inside, ball four, and Blandino draws a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first inning, so he is on. And now Jared Keldick will be the batter. Keldick hitting 290, 11 homers, and a 914 OPS for Tacoma. And a toss to first base, and back in is Blandino. Now here's one outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, up high for a ball, two balls, no strikes to Kelnick. Kelnick 0 for 4 yesterday, did draw a walk and score a run, and that was actually important. It was a big walk in the middle of the Red Ears three-run rally in the seventh inning when Tacoma won the game. There's a pickoff move to first, and they got Blandino. He is tagged out by Will Myers, and that is a part of Ryan Weathers' story. Weathers last year was in the majors for most of the season with San Diego, and he led the majors in pickoffs. He picked off 9 runners last year in the big leagues, and he just got one here today. Now a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. Two balls, one strike to Keldick. And here's one low and away for a ball, 3-1. Big news just reported. Here's a swing and a drive to right, and back goes Rooker, and he has room, and he makes the catch. shy of the warning track. There's out number two. Jeff Passan of ESPN says the Mariners are finalizing a deal to acquire right-hander Luis Castillo from the Cincinnati Reds. And that's all we got for now, but we'll update you as more information comes in. Kevin Padlo now the batter, two outs, no one on, and the pitch is swung on and yanked just foul down the third baseline. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is in for a called strike. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 from Weathers is taken low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2, swung on, chopped up the middle, but the second baseman, Hinojosa, is playing there, and he fields it and throws out Padlo at first, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. Raiders do not score. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and El Paso are scoreless.
And BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Vehicle's gas mileage and power with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And right now, buy 1 6-ounce bottle and get one free, plus earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Save money on gas and boost performance with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
No score between Tacoma and El Paso. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Brent Rooker, Aggie Rosario, and Brett Sullivan do up for the Chihuahuas against the right-hander Chris Mazza. And a pitch clock violation is called on Mazza before the first pitch of the inning. So ball one to Rooker. And now the pitch is taken for a strike. One ball, one strike to count. Now the next pitch grounded towards third. That's gobbled up by Blandino. Throw it to first base in time for the out. And one man's gone in the top of the second inning. So Rooker bounces out to third base, and now Eggie Rosario is the batter. Rosario, the shortstop, hitting .278 with 14 homers, .852 OPS. Now the pitch is taken over for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now this pitch down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Some details starting to trickle in. Not much yet, though, on the trade. Apparently going down for Luis Castillo, the Cincinnati Reds starting pitcher. Here's one outside for a ball to Rosario. Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times reporting that he has confirmed the deal is happening but doesn't have all the names yet. He says it sounds like the Mariners are giving up four minor leaguers, including Noelvi Marte from Advanced Class A Everett. 2-1 pitch, bounced foul, third base side. Everett played last night at Vancouver, and Marte had two hits. He was in our Mariner Farm Report, we were going to get to later, and hitting 270 with an 820 OPS for the Aqua Sox, had been very hot lately. Infielder. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way to Rosario, and it is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Yeah, the 3-2 pitch coming from Mazza to Rosario is swung on and pulled to left and deep down the line towards the corner. Is it fair? Yes, it is. It's a solo homer for Eggy Rosario, his 15th of the year, and that's the first run of the game. El Paso is on the scoreboard. They lead 1-0. That's the 150th homer of the year for El Paso. They lead. Well, they went into play today, second in all of minor league baseball in homers. And that would tie them, actually, with the home run leaders. Memphis had 150 coming in today to lead all of pro baseball. Don't know if they hit any tonight in the International League. Here's a swing by Sullivan. Little bouncer to short. Charged and fielded by Mejia. And he throws to first and gets Sullivan. And that is out number two. So Eggy goes deep for his 15th time. Eggy scrambled that pitch from Mazza. Two away. And now C.J. Hinojosa, the hitter. Now Mazza with a pitch, and it is in there for a strike. Oh, and one the count. Now a swing and a miss. Oh, and two. All right, all four players the Mariners are sending to the Reds for Luis Castillo are Class A prospects, with one exception at Double A. So here's the count now 1-2. Ryan Divish reporting that it's Noelvi Marte, Edwin Arroyo from Low A Modesto, Double A pitcher Levi Stout, and Andrew Moore, a right-hander who is at Modesto. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes C.J. Hinojosa. And that wraps up the top of the second inning. But El Paso is on the board. Eggy Rosario goes deep. One run on one hit. There were no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you, with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
1-0 El Paso with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Brian O'Keefe, Eric Mejia, and Joe Odom to bat this inning against left-hander Ryan Weathers. O'Keefe hitting in the cleanup spot today, batting 275 with 11 homers. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe had a day off yesterday. Back in there today. He's reached base safely in his last six games. He hits a grounder foul, third base side. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch coming from Weathers. And it is high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. So 2-1 the count. And the pitch is a check swing, bouncer foul. 2-2 now. Now the 2-2 pitch is inside, ball three. Payoff pitch on its way, and it's swung on and fouled off. Still 3-2 to O'Keefe. O'Keefe in his second season with the Red Ears. Now the 3-2 is popped up on the infield left side, and Sullivan, the third baseman, makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the second inning. O'Keefe showed a little frustration with the pop-up there. I think he feels like he could have done more with that pitch. Kind of threw his bat down before running to first base. One away, and now Eric Mejia will be the hitter. Mejia batting 256 with 11 homers, 770 OPS. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now a swing and a drive to left, a liner, and it's caught by the left fielder Colway as he drifted back towards the warning track, and that's out number two. Solid contact by Mejia, and he ends up with nothing to show for it. Joe Odom now the batter. And Weathers with his pitch. And it's a breaking ball called a strike. 0-1 the count. And now a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Odom had a couple of knocks yesterday, pair of singles. And a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Joe Odom. And the Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. We head to the third. It's El Paso 1, Tecoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On to the third inning, El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing. And Chris Mazza begins his third inning of work. And Mazza ready to face Kyle Martin leading things off. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Martin hitting 208 with 8 homers and 22 runs batted in 31 games for El Paso. Mazza's next pitch down and in for a ball. 1-1. Martin serving as the designated hitter today. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Back is Padlo, and he calls for it on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. So Martin is retired, one out at the top of the third. Chris Mazza gets a pop-up. And now Jose Azucar will be the batter. And this pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch swung on, bounced foul, third base side. El Paso, AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Now Mazza with a 1-1 pitch on its way. And this is swung on. It bounced past Mazza, but flagged down by Padlo, the second baseman. And he throws out Azucar at first base. Two away in the third inning. And now Will Myers is the hitter. Rainiers don't travel to El Paso this year. Hopefully we'll get a chance to next season. It's a fun trip. They have really a fantastic ballpark there in downtown El Paso. It is the second newest stadium in the league. And they really did a nice job there. Pitch to Myers is grounded through into left center field. A base hit for Will Myers, his second hit of the night, a two-out single. And he is aboard for Taylor Colway. Colway. Bounced out earlier. He's 0-1. Mazza set. Here's the pitch, and it is up and away for a ball. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss. The pitch in on the hands of Colway. That evens up the count. Now this one swung on, grounded right side. There's Padlo again. He's been busy this inning. He fields it and throws out Colway at first. And that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs for El Paso. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It's 1-0. El Paso leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Game 4 of this 6-game series. Night game tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. and then the day game on Sunday to wrap up the series. Heineman leads things off. First pitch from Ryan Weathers is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a pop-up behind first. Giving chase is Will Myers in foul ground, and he drops it. My goodness. He had his back to home plate trying to make the catch kind of, I mean, not really over his shoulder, but, you know, he had his back to home plate, and it hit him in the glove and bounced off. He was there in time and just didn't catch it. I believe they're giving him an error there. Have to double-check that, though, as the pitch to Campusano is in for a called, or in for a strike. Pitch to Heineman, pardon me. Looked at the wrong side of my scorebook. Heineman at the plate. Here is the 1-2 now, and it is inside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Heineman making the start for the Red Ears in right field today. Now the 2-2 is low, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch is popped up foul on the first base side, and that is out of play. Still 3-2. Now the 3-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Weathers got him with a fastball that was timed at 97 miles per hour. And that is the first out at the bottom of the third inning. Weathers letting it fly there. Second strikeout for Weathers. And now Trey Ambergie is the batter. And Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one to Abergy. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball. Now the next pitch is fouled off. Still 0-2. And there's a swing and a liner to left field, but it's right at the left fielder, Colway, who reels it in. Abergy retired, two down, and now Forrest Wall will be the bat. So two, there's actually been three well-struck balls here against Weathers that have resulted in outs, and the Rainiers still looking for their first hit with two outs in the third. Forrest Wall now the batter. Wall hitting 246 with four homers. 323 on base percentage, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is taken low and away for a ball, 1-1. Now the next pitch, called a strike, 1-2. Now this pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Wall, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. Couple of strikeouts for Weathers, who sets down the side in order. We head to the fourth inning. It is El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
One nothing, El Paso leads Tacoma. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Chris Mazza has allowed just the solo homer to Eggy Rosario so far, and Rosario is due up third this inning. It's going to be Campusano, Rooker, and Rosario for El Paso. And now the first pitch to Campusano is swung on and lined towards left center. Kelnick on the move. He's there, and he makes the catch while racing towards the alley, and one man is out on one pitch in the top of the fourth inning. Campusano retired. And now Brent Rooker will be the batter. This is Mazza's longest outing as a Rainier. 3 1/3 innings. We'll see how far he can go. Brent Rooker the batter. Power hitter for El Paso. And he takes a strike, 0-1. Rooker, sixth in the league with 19 homers. And the 0-1 swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 down low. Yesterday was Rooker's first ever game at Cheney Stadium, and he got a Tacoma wake-up call when he crushed a ball to straightaway center field about 430 feet, and it just banged off that giant wall out there for a double. Would have been a homer in any other park in this league, and he swings and misses there. Strike three, down he goes. Mazza with a strikeout, his third strikeout of the night. Two down in the fourth, and now Eggy Rosario, who hit the homer for the game's only run so far, he comes to the plate. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now a swing and a foul back. And the count's even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it is swung on and tapped toward short and caught by Mejia, a soft liner that Eric Mejia hauls in, and Rosario is retired. Three up, three down at the top of the fourth. Nice outing tonight going for Chris Mazza. This is really encouraging. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you. With flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Top of the order coming to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Raiders. El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing. Ryan Weathers on the mound. First pitch to Blandino is pulled into left center. There's a leadoff base hit, and the Raiders have their first hit of the game. Alex Blandino singles to left center. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick flied out to deep right field in the first, and he dodged the trade. He was not in the Luis Castillo trade that just went down. Now the pitch to Kelnick is swung on and popped up into shallow right. Back goes Hinojosa, and is Rooker. Rooker, the right fielder, has the angle, and he makes the catch. K Kelnick retired on one pitch. One away at the bottom of the fourth, and now Kevin Padlo will be the hitter. Padlo grounded out earlier. Right-hand hitter, and Weathers throws to first. Blandino back in, standing up. Blandino got picked off by Weathers in the first inning after he walked. Yeah, the pitch is breaking ball. Call to strike, 1-2. Now the pitch swung on, fouled off, 0-2 the count. So Castillo's really going to help the M's rotation, of course, the Cincinnati Reds All-Star this year and a two-time All-Star. He is signed through, or he's under club control through next year, so you've got him in place for next season. You'll be able to talk about extending his contract if you want. So here's a check swing. Did he go? Yes. Strike three. Padlo has struck out, two away. Castillo with a 2.84 ERA for the Reds, pitching home games in a hitter's ballpark in the big leagues. And he's got great stuff, and he'll be fun to watch in the M's rotation. Now the pitch to O'Keefe is high for a ball. 1-0. It's been suggested Castillo's first start will probably be at Yankee Stadium on the next leg on their road trip. Now pitch in for a strike to O'Keefe. M's having a tough day on the field today. Houston up 10-1. 10-1 in the eighth inning. The 1-1 pitch down low, 2-1. Weathers with a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lifted into shallow left. Back is Rosario, in is Colway, and Colway, the left fielder, takes over and makes the catch. O'Keefe flies out, and that does it for Tacoma, though the Red Ears did get their first hit of the night. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the fifth inning. Our score is El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn, and fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Yeah. 1-0, El Paso with the lead as we head to the fifth inning of play here at Tacoma's Cheney Stadium. And the Red Ears with Chris Mazza on the mound. He's allowed just the one solo homer of the second inning to Eggie Rosario. That's the only run we've seen so far. Mazza will face the bottom third of the El Paso lineup here at the top of the fifth. It'll be Brett Sullivan, C.J. Hinojosa, and Kyle Martin. Sullivan stepping up to the plate right now. Left-hand battery grounded out to shortstop earlier. Mazza's pitch is taken for a called strike. Owen won the count. Now the next pitch from Mazza, swung on, bounced to the right side, and dropping to a knee to field it is Padlow, and he throws out Sullivan at first base. One out in the top of the fifth. Padlow doesn't see a whole lot of playing time at second base, usually plays the corners, first or third, but today makes the start at second base, and he's been a ground ball magnet over there. He's had a bunch of balls hit to him already. I've got him with 5 plays already at second base. Here's the pitch to Hinojosa, and it is inside for a ball. Now the 1-0 to Hinojosa. Inside it. Did it get him? Yeah, it did. It got him on the arm. And he's going to head down to first base. So C.J. Hinojosa hit by the pitch. He is aboard. And now Kyle Martin will be the batter. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in last night's action. As Martin prepares to hit, but first some extra time for Hinojosa at first base after he was hit by that pitch. He's ready to go now. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Owen won the count. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. 0-2 the count. In the West, first place Reno lost their third in a row yesterday. Salt Lake beat them 11-4. That was a cycle in that game by Salt Lake's Monte Harrison. Here's the pitch to Martin, and it is yanked foul, first base side. Harrison was 5-for-5 with a single, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer. And he drove in 5 runs. The Bees have won 5 straight games, and they're only 5 games out of first place behind Reno. It's all fives right now. Now the 0-2 pitch is hit sharply through into right field. That's a base hit for Martin. Moving to second and stopping there is Hinojosa, and there are 2 on with 1 out. Now Jose Azucar will be the batter. So Salt Lake pummeled Reno. Monte Harrison hit for the cycle. And Vegas is in second place. They picked up a game. Vegas shut down Albuquerque, beat them 4-1 at Isotopes Park. Albuquerque had scored 15 runs in back-to-back games against Las Vegas. And then yesterday, Vegas's Parker Dunshee shut him down. 6 innings of 2-hit ball, allowed just 1 run. And Vegas got the win. So here's a swing and a fly towards right center. Well struck. Heineman on the move. He has time to get there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second base is Hinojosa. He advances to third. Holding at first is Martin. Azucar flies out, but he does move up the lead runner. Runners are at first and third with 2 outs from Will Myers. And the rehabbing major leaguer is already 2-for-2 today. big at bat here in the fifth inning. El Paso up 1-0, but runners at the corners for Myers. Mazza's pitch, swing and a miss at a slider. So in the West now, Reno's in first. Vegas is 1.5 back, and Salt Lake has played their way back into it, winning 8 of their last 10 games, and they're 5 back. 0-1 pitch from Mazza. Swung on, hit in the air to right, and this is playable. Heineman lining it up, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. Myers was 2-for-2 with a pair of singles that did not lead to runs earlier in the game, and then when it counts with runners at the corners and two outs, Mazza got him out on a routine fly to right. No runs for El Paso. They had a hit and left two on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing. And Eric Mejia leading things off for the Red Ears against Ryan Weathers. And he takes the pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Red Ears with just two base runners and only one hit against Weathers. And only one player is reached. As here's a strike to Mejia. Alex Blandino has reached twice with a walk and a single. And no one else has been able to get on against Weathers. 1-1 pitch down low for a ball, 2-1. They've had some lineouts, including one by Mejia in the second inning. He really struck a ball well, but lined it right to the left fielder. So he's 0-1. 2-1 pitch is roped to left, and this is foul. He got out in front of it and made some really hard contact there. Now the pitch is up and away, and the count goes full, 3-2. We'll continue our look around the league and get to the Eastern Division, which El Paso is in the thick of. 3-2 is high ball four. There's a leadoff walk. Mejia heads down to first base. And now Joe Odom will hit. Yesterday, first place Oklahoma City lost to Sugar Land 12-7 in Bricktown. Sugarland had some homers, including a three-run shot by Corey Jolks, and that was number 20 for Jolks. He became the fifth player in the league to reach 20 homers this year. There's a swing and a miss by Joe Odom, strike one. Home run leader is Stone Garrett of Reno. He's at 25. Now a toss to first, back in is Mejia. And El Paso, four games behind Oklahoma City in the East. Round Rock also in the mix there. They picked up a game yesterday by beating Sacramento 7-6 on Steele Walker's RBI single at the bottom of the ninth inning, a walk-off for Walker. Series one down and in to Odom. Round Rock six games back. They had a three-run homer yesterday from Sam Huff, and the Seattle native Josh Saleh hit a pinch hit, two-run homer. But I want to talk for a moment about Bubba Thompson, the leadoff man for Round Rock. His ears went up and away, 2-1. Thompson had two hits yesterday, stole a base, scored a couple runs. He's in his first year at AAA ball. He has 47 steals for Round Rock now, leading the league by far. Now the 2-1 pitch down and in for a ball. The last player in this league to steal 47 bases in a season was D. Gordon with Albuquerque in 2013. He stole 49 that year. Now a toss to first, breaking to second is Mejia. They relay it over there, and he's tagged out by the second baseman, Hinojosa. Second runner picked off by Weathers. That'll officially go as a caught stealing. 1-3-4 on the play, because Mejia did break and Weathers threw behind him. Three and one to Odom, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes full 3-2. Nobody has stolen 50 bases in this league since 2011. An outfielder named Tyler Graham for Fresno stole 60 that year. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Now, they did loosen up the rules to encourage more base stealing this year by putting in a rule that limits pickoff throws that the pitcher is allowed to make during an at-bat to just two. So here's a swing and a drive by Odom towards right center, but shaded that way as Azokar and the center fielder makes the catch. And that's out number two. Odom made solid contact there. Two down, and now Scott Heineman is the bat. Heineman struck out earlier. And the pitch. It's called a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, swung on, sliced foul down the right field line towards the El Paso bullpen. Now this one swung on and looped towards short and caught there by Rosario. And the Red Ears go down in the fifth. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We head to the sixth. It's El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. El Paso 1, Tacoma nothing, and Chris Mazza still on the hill to start the sixth. He has gone deeper into this game than I anticipated. He's having a fine outing today, and his first pitch is in there for a strike to Colway. He's been stretching out the pitch count, but hadn't gone more than 2 2/3 innings in a game yet. But he has been extremely economical with the pitches, and he has thrown just 60 so far tonight. Here's his 0-1 to Colway, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 is swung on and hit down the first baseline. Foul ball is flagged down by Odom. Now the 1-2 is on its way. And it swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still 1-2 to Colway. Mariners game ended. They lose to Houston 11-1. The Astros have had the Mariners number lately. Mariners beat them in a series earlier this year. So now a swing and a foul out of play. Still 1-2. Pitch grounded towards first, fielded by Odom, and he underhands to Mazza, covering the bag for the out, and one man is gone in the sixth. And now Luis Castillo will be the hitter. Here's the pitch, and it is taken inside by Camposano. 1-0 the count. Camposano has bounced out and lined out 0-2. Mazza with the 1-0, and it is high for a ball, 2-0. Fouled out of play. 2-1 now. Now a swing and a grounder to the left side, off the mitt or the glove of Mejia, and it's into center field. A base hit. Mejia ranging to his left and lunging for that ball that couldn't reach it. And Camposano has a base hit, so he's on with one out. And now Brent Rooker is the hitter. Now this pitch is in there for a strike. Now a swing and a drive towards left center, racing back Celtic, long run, and he's going to have to play it off the fence. Coming towards third is Camposano, and they hold him there. As the relay comes through to the plate, it is a double for Rooker, and runners are at second and third with one out. So Brent Rooker drives another one towards the deep part of the park. This one more towards left center. Yesterday he hit the wall in center. So runners at second and third with one out, and we'll see if Mazza can wiggle his way out of this. Eggy Rosario is the batter. Looks like the Red Ears are going to play the corner infielders drawn in and the middle infielders back. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it is outside for a ball, and nicely pulled out of the dirt by O'Keefe to prevent a wild pitch and save a run. Pitch was outside and in the dirt, and O'Keefe reaching across his body with the mitt on his left hand was able to spear it and save a wild pitch. Now the infield is all the way in. All four infielders up on the grass or the edge of it. 1-1 the count to Rosario. And the pitch is in there for a strike. And the count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is outside for a ball, 2-2. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Mazza got him, and that is a huge strikeout for the second out of the inning. He went to a cutter there, and he fans Eggy Rosario. And now the infielders get back up to normal depth, and Brett Sullivan will be the batter. The Rainiers are going to have a little conference on the hill first as O'Keefe went out to talk to Mazza and Rosario, or Mejia in from shortstop to join the conversation as well. Brett Sullivan 0-2 with a couple of ground outs. Now the plate umpire, Brennan Miller, has joined the conversation, and the four of them are chatting out there. And now the conference breaks up. So Mazza trying to close out this inning now. The Rainiers have begun bullpen activity for the first time. Yeah, the pitch is swung on and drilled towards the right field corner. That's going to get down for extra bases. Two runs are going to score. Campusano and Rooker both cross the plate. It's a two-run double for Brett Sullivan, and El Paso leads it 3-0. Well, Sullivan goes after the first pitch and pulls it into the right field corner. Pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 fouled out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Now 3-0 El Paso. And the pitch is a swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner. Back goes Wall, but this is a foul ball, fortunately for the Rainiers, as home run distance was on that drive. But foul. So still no balls, two strikes. Sullivan at second base. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. No, called strike three by the automated system, and down goes Hinojosa, and Mazza gets the strikeout. I jumped the gun, didn't wait for the call from the automated ball strike system, which rung up Hinojosa. That does it for El Paso at the top of the sixth. They get two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is El Paso 3, Tacoma nothing.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick. 1-541-450-1533.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary ticket?
Helena's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara, we checked.
Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, El Paso opened it up a bit with the two-out, two-run double by Brett Sullivan at the top of the sixth. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. El Paso 3, Tacoma nothing. Trey Ambergy leading things off, and he takes a pitch from Ryan Weathers for a ball inside. 1-0 the count. Weathers having a very strong performance so far. Five innings of one-hit ball. Now the next pitch is ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Ambergy. Weathers fires, and this one's down and in, ball three. Now the lefty's into his motion. 3-0 pitch to Ambergy is down and in, ball four. And there's the third walk issued by Ryan Weathers. Now, each of the first two times that he's walked somebody, he's promptly picked the runner off first base. So we'll see if Ambergy can avoid that fate, as now Forrest Wall is ready to hit. Wall with a six-game hitting streak coming into this one, 0-for-1 tonight. And the pitch to Forrest is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a flare to left. That'll carry out to Colway, who makes the catch, and Wall is retired. One out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. He's reached base twice, 1-for-1, a single and a walk. His base hit in the fourth inning, the Right here's only hit of this game. It was a clean single to left field. Blandino looks out towards Ryan Weathers. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 1-0 the count. Weathers, just 22 years old, spent most of last season in the big leagues with the Padres. This year he's made just one major league start. There's a pickoff move to first, and it's a wild throw, and the ball gets loose in foul territory, and Ambergy takes second base. It'll be a throwing error on the pitcher, and Ambergy is now in scoring position with one out. Now, Blandino with an RBI opportunity. And the catcher, Camposano, goes out to chat with him for a minute. So they'll talk things over. Want to know the count. And the pitch. Swung on and sprayed into the alley in right center field. That's a base hit. Around third comes Ambergy. He will score. Blandino's going for second. The throw there, and they got him at second base, trying to stretch it into a double. It steady is the second out of the inning. Ambergy scores, though. Blandino will be credited with an RBI single. And then he is out at second base, 8-6 on the play. Well, the Rainiers are on the board, though. It's El Paso 3, Tacoma 1. Base is empty with two outs for Kelnick. He takes a breaking ball low and away, ball one. Kelnick is 0-2 today. He's flat out to right field twice. Now he watches pitch a fastball for a called strike, 1-1. Now the 1-1, swung on, hit of the air towards left. It's carrying a bit. Colway right at the edge of the warning track is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right here, settle for one run in the bottom of the sixth inning on one hit. There was an error and no one left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is El Paso 3, Tacoma 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, We go to the seventh inning. It is El Paso 3, Tacoma 1. And new pitcher for the Red Ears. They go to the bullpen for the first time today, bring in Roenis Elias. And he is on in relief of Chris Mazza. Mazza had his best start as a Red Ear and can't get soured by that two-out, two-run double in the sixth that affected the score. He had a really strong outing today and pitched deep into the game, much deeper than we thought he would, getting through six innings and allowing seven hits. Three runs all earned, no walks, five strikeouts, a quality start there. Elias with his pitch to Kyle Martin, and it's a swing and a foul. There's strike one. Martin, one for two with a single in the fifth. Elias is appearing in his 25th game for Tacoma today. Throws a breaking ball for a strike, 0-2. And Elias, no record, a 4.23 ERA. 27 and two-thirds innings, 19 strikeouts, 11 walks. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and down goes Martin. And one man is gone. In the top of the seventh inning, Elias strikes out the first batter he faces. And that will bring Jose Azucar to the plate, where he is 0 for 3 tonight. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. Down low for a ball. Time for our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Yesterday, AA Arkansas lost to the Dodgers affiliate Tulsa 4-2. But big news for 2020 first-round draft pick Emerson Hancock. He had his longest outing of his pro career. So now the 1-1 is a swing and a miss, strike two. Hancock's battled a lot of injuries but has been healthy for the last couple months and taken his regular turn in the rotation, and he's getting pretty good results, but he's had a lot of short outings. Not yesterday. So there's a breaking ball high. Hancock went seven innings for the first time in his career. Allowed three runs on four hits, one walk, and a career-high nine strikeouts. 2-2 pitch is hit in the air down the right field line. Giving chase is Odom in foul ground, and he makes the catch in foul territory, moving down the line. Nice play by Joe Odom, a catcher who's playing first base today, and Odom with a nice play. Two down in the top of the seventh inning, and now Will Myers will be the hitter. Hancock now 2-3 at AA Arkansas with a 2.38 ERA on the season. Here's the pitch to Will Myers, and it's inside for a ball. He's 2-3 with a pair of singles. Everett Aquasox beat Vancouver in 10 innings last night, 4-1, as there's a swing and a miss. The Mariners advanced Class A team had five no-hit innings from starter Logan Reinhart, 24-year-old draft pick from 2019. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. Josh Morgan caught for Everett yesterday. He was on the Red Ears opening day roster, broke his foot very early in the season in April. He's been out ever since. Now rehabbing with Everett. 1-2 pitch, bounced foul, still 1-2. So Morgan coming back soon, it would seem. That was his first game with Everett. He did get into an Arizona Rookie League game or two also. Now the 1-2 pitch is coming up high, 2-2. Now this pitch is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. And then Low A Modesto beat Fresno yesterday 11-4. 18-year-old shortstop Edwin Arroyo had two hits and two runs batted in his final game in the Mariners system. He was part of the trade today to get Luis Castillo from the Cincinnati Reds. Two-two to Myers, up and away, ball three. Now a swing and a drive to straightaway center, deep part of the park. Kelnick back, and with room, he makes the catch. And that's the final out at the top of the seventh inning. Myers gave it a ride, but Jared Kelnick ran it down. Three up, three down for Elias, and we go to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, El Paso 3, Tacoma 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities. Proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. El Paso leading Tacoma 3-1. New pitcher for El Paso, right-hander Robert Suarez, who is on a major league rehab assignment. He has a 3.09 ERA for the Padres this year and 22 appearances out of the major league bullpen. They're currently on their injured list. This is his first rehab appearance for El Paso. It is pitched to Padlo as a swing and a foul back. Suarez in relief of Ryan Weathers, who was really strong tonight for El Paso. He went six innings, allowed two hits, one run. It was unearned. He walked three and struck out four. Now the pitch is down low for a ball to Padlo. Suarez, a player the Padres signed in the offseason after he had spent the last 6 years or 5 years playing in Japan. So the next pitch is a swinging strike by Padlo, 1-2. Suarez is from Venezuela and took an interesting path to the major leagues. Now the 1-2 is a called strike three, and down goes Padlo, and one away in the seventh. Suarez first pitched in the Mexican League in 2015 when he was 24 years old and had a really good year there, and major league teams didn't notice, but Japanese teams did it. He signed with SoftBank in Japan, ended up reaching the big leagues there, and also pitched more recently with Hanshin in Japan, as there's a foul out of play by O'Keefe. And had some really good numbers the last couple of years in the MPB. And the Padres signed him to a big league contract for this year. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two to O'Keefe. Suarez, 31 years old. O2 pitch coming to O'Keefe. And it is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Suarez. Looking in for the sign. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-2. Now the 2-2 is low, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now a foul back. Still 3-2 to O'Keefe. Right here's down 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Looking for a rally in the late innings like they had yesterday. In fact, this was the inning last night when the Rainiers put their rally together in the bottom of the seventh. 3-2, grounded to short. Fielded by Rosario, and he throws out O'Keefe, and two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. So O'Keefe bounces out to shortstop, and now Eric Mejia will be the hitter. Mejia, 0-for-1 with a walk. Switch hitter, he was batting right-handed against Weathers. Now he turns around and hits left-handed. And the pitch is breaking ball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a swing and a roller to short. Rosario has it, slings it to first, close play, but they get Mejia, and that is the final out of the inning. Right here's go in order, three up, three down in the bottom of the seventh inning, and we are on our way to the eighth with the score, El Paso 3, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To one, El Paso leads Tacoma. We go to the eighth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Nick Markavichus, trying to bounce back from a rough outing. He took the loss of the 12th inning on Wednesday and allowed 5 runs in the 12th. Prior to that, he had gone 10 consecutive appearances without allowing any runs. And then that streak ended emphatically on Wednesday, so he'll try to start a new streak here today. He'll face Taylor Colway to lead things off in the eighth, and the first pitch is a breaking ball down low, ball one. Colway is 0-for-3 tonight. Now Mark Gavichis with his next pitch, and it is up and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Colway. Now here comes the 2-0 pitch, and it's down and in, ball three, 3-0. Mark Gavichis appearing in his 23rd game, 0-3 with an 8.17 ERA, 38 strikeouts and 9 walks in 36 and a third innings. And the 3-0 is poured in there for a strike, Colway taking all the way, 3-1 now. Now the 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four, and Colway has a leadoff walk in the eighth inning. First walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. Rainiers still have not had a game with zero walks. They've had a lot of games with one walk. Here's the pitch to Luis Campusano, and it is in there for a called strike. They've had 18 games this year where the Rainiers pitchers have walked one. Zero with zero. Here's one outside to Campusano. Now the 1-1 pitch, swung on and popped up foul down the right field line. Over is Heineman, but no chance on this. It's out of play. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is fouled back. Still 1-2. Runner goes, pitch is in the dirt, and blocked by O'Keefe, or just kind of controlled it in his area, but no chance to throw out Colway, who swipes second base. Colway with his sixth steal of the season. And the count's now 2-2 on Luis Campusano. Now this pitch is a called strike three. And down goes Campusano. And that is the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Mark Gavichis gets the strikeout. So here's Brent Rooker, who's 1-for-3 with a long double and a run scored, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. And now this one is high for a ball. Mark Gavichis with the 1-1. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Nick Mark Gavichis, tall lefty, 6'5", born in Cleveland. He's 26 years old. He's been in the majors with the Mariners quite a bit these last three seasons. 2-1 pitch, up high, ball three. Now the 3-1 breaking ball, high ball four, and Rooker draws a walk. So El Paso has two on with one out, because of a couple of walks. And now Eggy Rosario will be the batter. Rosario's 1-for-3 with a homer today. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Rainier's hoping for a double play ball in the infield here. Now the runner goes, both of them, then the throw goes to second base, and making the tag is Padlo for the second out of the inning. It was a double steal, and O'Keefe conceded third to Colway and focused on getting Rooker at second, and that paid off. Rooker caught stealing for the second out of the inning. Padlo applied the tag. Really nice throw there. Right on the money. Padlo didn't really have to move the glove. He just had to catch it and leave it there. So two outs and a runner at third. And Rosario will continue his at bat, but O'Keefe had a little meeting with Margavichus first. Now the pitch to Rosario, swing and a miss. There's strike two. One ball, two strikes, the count. Margavichus trying to get out of this jam. They come set. And the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Rosario got a piece of that to stay alive. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the next pitch is swung on and lined into right, and it's a base hit for Rosario. And Colway trots in from third and scores. And El Paso adds an insurance run to the top of the eighth. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 1. Eggy Rosario strokes a single the other way to drive in a run with two outs. And Rosario with his 59th run batted into the season. Now the pitch to Brett Sullivan is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now a toss to first by Margavichus, and Rosario's back in with a dive. El Paso has had right-hander Evan Miller warming up in the pen. Now the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-1. One pitch down and away, two balls, one strike. Now a toss to first base, and Rosario is back. Runner goes, 2-1 pitch is hit in the air towards center. Coming in is Kelnick, and he runs it down for the out. And that does it for Sullivan and El Paso at the top of the eighth. But the Chihuahuas had a run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 1. And the Rainiers will send to the plate Joe Odom, Scott Heineman, and Trey Ambergy. And they're going to face a reliever for El Paso. Right-hander Evan Miller comes in from the bullpen. He's 3-4 with a 5.95 ERA. And Miller's also going into the lineup because they have taken out first baseman Will Myers and have moved designated hitter Kyle Martin to first base as the first pitch to Joe Odom is inside for a ball. So El Paso gives up its DH and has Evan Miller in the number two spot in the lineup that had been occupied by Will Myers. 1-0 to Odom is a swing and a foul out of play. Miller in his 35th appearance has 43 strikeouts, 20 walks, and 42 and a third innings. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. One and two, the count to Odom. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. He stays alive. Still 1-2. And this one is inside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2, swing and a foul. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rainiers with Drew Steckenrider warming up at the pen. Looks like he'll pitch the ninth. 2-2 coming to Odom. And it is a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rainier's down 3 in the bottom of the 8th. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Odom. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike 3, and one man is gone. So one down, and now Scott Heineman will be the hitter.
Heineman.
Heineman 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a soft lineout. Miller with a pitch. It is a swing and a foul in the home plate area. 0-1 the count. Miller's next pitch is a fastball check swing. He went, says the first base umpire. And Heineman's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. So 0-2 the count. And Miller's next pitch is swung on and rolled to the second baseman Hinojosa, who has it, and he throws out Heineman at first, and they're two away in the eighth. Rainiers still have just two hits in this game, the two singles by Alex Blandino. Trey Ambergy now the hitter. He's 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. Rainiers have been held to two hits on three occasions this year, not including tonight. There's a strike to Ambergy, and have not had any games with fewer than two hits. Still, though, they're only down by three and very much in this in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's one down, called a strike to Ambergy, and the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch, swung on and pulled in the air towards left, but Colway is there and he makes the catch and the inning is over. Three up, three down, the Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the eighth inning, and we will head to the ninth with the score El Paso 4, Tacoma 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the ninth inning. It is El Paso 4, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears bring in a new pitcher to work the top of the ninth inning. Drew Steckenrider comes in from the pen. He'll face C.J. Hinojosa, Kyle Martin, and Jose Azucar. Red Ears just looking for a scoreless inning here from Steckenrider and see if they might have a rally in them in the bottom of the ninth inning. C.J. Hinojosa settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count to Hinojosa. Steckenrider appearing in his ninth game for the Rainiers. No record, one save, a 6.48 ERA. So 0-2 the count. Next pitch is a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Keefe drops it, and it's a fair ball, and it rolls off. It hit his mitt and goes towards the backstop, and Hinojosa will end up at second base as O'Keefe had to go run the ball down by the backstop to make sure that Hinojosa didn't advance to second. It's an error on O'Keefe. This was a pop-up right in front of the plate, and O'Keefe moved out into fair territory, looked for it, tossed the mask aside, was ready to make the catch, and it went off his mitt. So an error on the catcher, and the leadoff man is aboard. And now Kyle Martin is the batter. And the pitch to Martin is taken up high and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, swung on and fouled back. 1-1 now. Now the 1-1, outside and low, two balls, one strike. In the bottom of the ninth, the Rainiers' scheduled hitters are Wall, Blandino, and Kelnick. Now the pitch is outside, ball three to Martin. El Paso scored in the second inning when Eggie Rosario homered, and then they added two runs in the sixth on Sullivan's two-out, two-run double. Rainiers got their lone run in the sixth inning. As here's a fly to right field off the bat of Martin, high in the air in right center, and Kelnick moves over and makes the catch from center field. And there's the first out at the top of the ninth inning. Kyle Martin flies out, and now Jose Azucar will be the hitter. Azucar is 0-4. Rainier scored their run in the sixth on Alex Blandino's RBI single. So here's a fastball that misses for a ball. And then El Paso added one in the eighth on a two-out RBI single by Eggie Rosario. So they've scored three of their four runs on two-out hits. 1-0 pitch to Azucar is a swing and a foul back. There's a strike. It's 1-1. Looks like the Rainiers are going to have to face one of their former teammates in the bottom of the ninth. Left-hander Ray Kerr is warming up for El Paso. 1-1 pitch, bounce to third, and it gets past Blandino and goes into left, and it's picked up by the left fielder Wall. Taking second is Hinojosa, and aboard at first is Azucar. This was a chopper that Blandino ranged to his left and reached to field and had it glance off of his glove. It's going to be ruled a hit for Azucar. And runners are at first and second with one out for the pitcher spot, Evan Miller, but this is going to be a pinch hitter instead. It's Jack Stronach who will be making his AAA debut here. Stronach just joined the team from Class A Fort Wayne, where he was hitting .203 with a couple of homers in 50 games. Left-handed batter, and he takes up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Stronach pitch hitting for the pitcher, Evan Miller. They lost the designated hitter when they took Will Meyer out of the game in the bottom of the eighth. Now the pitch in there for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. So two on, one out. Steckenrider in a spot of trouble. An error and a base hit for El Paso here in the top of the ninth. 1-1 to Stronach is called a strike on the outside edge, and the count goes to 1-2. The error by O'Keefe on the dropped pop-up, the first Rainier's error in 85 innings. Tacoma leads the league in team fielding percentage. So now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Stronach, and that is out number two here at the top of the ninth inning. And now Taylor Colway will be the batter. Rainiers with just 54 errors this season in 96 games. So two on, two out for Colway. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Steckenrider behind in the count, 2-0 to Colway. And this next pitch is inside, ball three. So three balls, no strikes. Hinojosa at second and Azucar at first. Here's the 3-0, and it is outside, ball four, and that's going to load him up. Hinojosa takes third, Azucar to second. Colway draws his second walk of the night, and the bases are loaded with two outs for Luis Campuzano. Campuzano. One for four today with a single and a run scored. O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Steckenrider. Conference on the mound ends, and we're ready to go here. Bases loaded, two outs. Rainiers trail 4-1. This is a huge batter for the Rainiers if they want to have a comeback possibility in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Campuzano, the cleanup hitter for the Chihuahuas, came into play hitting 300 with seven homers on the year. 0-1 pitch from Steckenrider is swung on and fouled away, and that is strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Luis Campuzano. Now the 0-2 is inside with a breaking ball that almost hit Campuzano. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2, swung on and lined softly to short, where it's caught by Mejia for the final out of the inning. It wasn't easy, but Steckenrider puts a zero up there in the top of the ninth inning. No runs on one hit. There was one error and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you. The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's El Paso 4, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for El Paso to try to close it out. Ray Kerr, the former Rainier. See if the Rainiers can get to him. Hard-throwing lefty. Forrest Wall will lead things off. And Wall 0 for 2 today, with a strikeout and a flyout. And Kerr into his motion of the pitch is a breaking ball, called a strike. 0-1. Well, it took until the fourth game of the series, but Reno finally beat Salt Lake 6-5 tonight. Here's one down low for a ball, 1-1. Salt Lake had won 5 in a row, including the first 3 games of that series. Now the 1-1 in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now Wall calls time. Resets himself. He's just trying to get on base any way he can to get something started for the Rainiers. Here's the pitch from Kerr, and it's outside with a slider. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now Kerr to the plate with his 2-2 pitch, and it is low and away, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Wall is the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. So one away, and Alex Blandino will be the hitter. He's the owner of the Rainiers, only 2 hits tonight, Blandino. 2 for 2, 2 singles and a walk. And the pitch from Kerr is a breaking ball down low. Kerr on in a save situation for El Paso. He has just 1 save this year. 3-0 with a 3.52 ERA. Here's the 1-0 to Blandino. Swing and a miss, strike 2, or a strike 1. Counts even now. Go, 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 go. There's the 1-1. And it is inside. 2-1. Blantino, a patient hitter, more than willing to draw a walk here. In fact, he is fourth in the league with 53 walks drawn this year. Two-one pitch from Kerr is on its way, and it is high, ball three. So 3-1. And here comes the next pitch from Ray Kerr, and it is low, ball four, and Blandino reaches for his fourth time tonight. So he's reached four times tonight, and the entire rest of the Rainiers lineup has reached base just twice. Jared Kelnick will now bat. He has faced nothing but left-handed pitching today. He's 0-for-3 with three flyouts. His first three at-bats all coming against Ryan Weathers. Kerr is set. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into left, and that's going to drop for a base hit. And taking second is Blandino, and here we go. The tying run is going to come to the plate for the Rainiers. Jared Kelnick has Tacoma's third hit of the night. And now Kevin Padlo will be the hitter. Padlo's got some pop, although he's hit only three homers in 33 games for the Rainiers. But he had seven during his stay with Sacramento earlier this season, and in total has 10 homers in the PCL this year in 55 games. Padlo's been quiet tonight, 0-for-3. Last homered on June 15th. Pitch to Padlo, swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch there, strike one. Infield shifts with three infielders on the left side. Outfield plays straight away, more or less. Azekar in center, shaded a bit towards right center. 0-1 pitch from Kerr is outside for a ball. 1-1. Rainiers down 4-1. Bottom of the ninth. Two on, one out. Padlo up now. Brian O'Keefe on deck. El Paso's now loosening up another reliever, a lefty. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Padlo. And it is outside. Two balls, one strike. Rainiers are also warming up a lefty in case extra innings occur. Tom Cosgrove, the lefty for El Paso, who's warming up. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Padlo. And it is high, ball three. Well, a walk would load him up and put the tying runners on base. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play, and the count goes full, 3-2. So Padlo now has run out the string. Three balls and two strikes, one out. The runner at second is Blandino. The runner at first is Kerr. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way to Padlo, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Went after a breaking ball that may have been outside, hard to tell for sure, but Padlo has struck out for the second out of the inning. And the Rainiers are down to their last out. Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. And he has the power to tie it up with one swing. Kerr is ready. Here's his first pitch, and it is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 from Kerr. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. So one ball, one strike, two on, two out, bottom of the ninth, tying run at the plate. Ray Kerr with his pitch, and it is a swing and a fly to shallow left center. Colway is under it, and the left fielder makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Raiders do not win this one. They threatened in the ninth. They got the tying run to the plate, but Ray Kerr able to nail down his second save for El Paso, and the Chihuahuas even up the series at two games apiece with a 4-1 victory here tonight at Cheney Stadium. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Well, El Paso takes this one 4-1, the final score over the Tacoma Raiders, as the six-game series is now tied up two games apiece. The Raiders continue to pitch well against El Paso, who came into this series leading the league in runs scored and team batting average. They still do, but the Raiders have held them in check for the most part. But tonight, the Raiders themselves were shut down by El Paso starting pitcher Ryan Weathers, and Tacoma had just three hits in this one. Chihuahuas got on the board in the second when Iggy Rosario lined a homer to left against the Raiders starter Chris Mazza. Mazza, who had not gone longer than 2 2/3 innings in any of his previous outings for Tacoma, he had a real strong start today. That homer by Rosario was the only run he allowed in the first five innings, but it was still 1-0 when we got to the sixth. And El Paso did score twice in the sixth. They had a couple of hits with one out. Campuzano singled, and Brent Rooker hit a long double. Mazza got a big strikeout of Eggie Rosario for the second out of the inning. But with a chance to get out of it and strand those runners, his first pitch to Brett Sullivan was ripped into the right field corner for a two-run double, and El Paso was ahead 3-0 in the sixth inning. Mazza did stay in there, get the final out. He ended up going six innings and allowing three runs on seven hits, no walks, five strikeouts, and left the game with that score 3-0. Although the Raiders did get one in the bottom of the sixth, the only run they scored against the Chihuahuas starting pitcher Ryan Weathers. Weathers walked the leadoff man in the sixth and then made a wild pickoff throw with Ambergie at first, and Ambergie took second on that. And then with one out, Alex Blandino singled to right center, scoring Ambergie from second base, making it 3-1. But Blandino was thrown out trying to stretch the single into a double at second base, and Weathers got Kelnick to fly out to end the inning. Weathers went six innings, allowed just two hits and one unearned run, walked three and struck out four. An impressive outing for the 22-year-old lefty. Raiders had just two hits through eight, and those two hits were both by Blandino. El Paso scored an extra run in the top of the eighth inning against reliever Nick Margavichus, who walked the leadoff man Colway, and Colway stole second and scored on a two-out base hit by Eggy Rosario to make it 4-1. Raiders did not get a base runner in the seventh or eighth. In the ninth, though, with one out, they threatened against Ray Kerr. Blandino drew a walk. Kelnick singled to left for the Raiders' third hit of the game. And they had back-to-back right-hand hitters with home run power coming up. But Padlo struck out on a full count pitch. And Brian O'Keefe flied out to left. And that was that. El Paso wins it by a final score of 4-1. Final totals for El Paso, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 9 on base. Tacoma gets 1 run on 3 hits, makes 1 error, leaves 3 on base. Winning pitcher is Ryan Weathers. He is 5-6. Ray Kerr gets the save, his second. Chris Mazza takes the loss. He falls to 1-3. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 25 minutes. The attendance, 6,690. El Paso back to 11 games over 500 on the year at 54 wins and 43 losses. And Tacoma falls to 41-55. These two teams meet again tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. Darren McCacken starts for the Red Ears against Thomas Eshelman for El Paso. And we'll be on the air with our pregame show at 6.55. El Paso takes it 4-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Right here's lose to El Paso 4-1. Fireworks show going off here at Cheney Stadium. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Seattle Mariners lost their game on the field today to Houston, but they won an off-the-field competition to get the top starting pitcher available on the trade market. Houston beat the Mariners today 11-1 as Justin Verlander allowed just one run in 7 2/3 innings and picked up his Major League-leading 14th win. Aledmys Diaz homered twice. Yordan Alvarez hit his 30th. Robbie Ray got knocked around and took the loss. But the Mariners acquired Luis Castillo from the Cincinnati Reds by trading four prospects, all at Class A except for one Double-A pitcher, Levi Stout. But they also traded Class A infielders Noelvi Marte and Edwin Arroyo, along with hard-throwing relief prospect Andrew Moore, all lower-level minor leaguers with the exception of Stout, traded to Cincinnati for the Reds' ace and one of the top starting pitchers in the game, Luis Castillo, who is under contract through next year. So the Mariners will have him for the stretch run this year and next year as well. But they did lose today to the Astros 11-1, the final score. Other finals in the American League today, the Yankees defeat the Royals 11-5 as Aaron Judge belted two homers, his 40th and 41st of the season. The second one was a grand slam. He finished the game with six runs batted in, and the Yankees ripped the Royals. Detroit knocks off Toronto 4-2 in Toronto as Victor Reyes had three hits for Detroit. Cleveland defeats Tampa 4-1. Jose Ramirez with a tie-breaking two-run homer in the fifth inning, supporting Shane Bieber, who allowed just one run in seven innings. The A's are warming up. They won their fourth in a row, knocking off the White Sox in Chicago 7-3. Seth Brown hit two solo homers, and Steven Piscotty hit a three-run homer for the A's. And one other AL game in progress, the Rangers lead the Angels 7-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning in Anaheim. There were three interleague games today. Orioles and Reds were tied 2-2 going to the ninth inning in Cincinnati, and Baltimore scored four runs and won it 6-2. Cedric Mullins had the tie-breaking two-run single. Milwaukee had a stellar pitching performance from Brandon Woodruff, and they beat Boston 4-1. Woodruff struck out nine over six and a third innings, gave up just one run. And another interleague game just ended. The Twins and the Padres in San Diego. The Padres just ripped them 10-1, the final score. And a few National League finals. The Mets beat the Marlins 6-4 as Starling Marte tripled and homered and drove in three runs. Phillies beat the Pirates in 10 innings, 4-2. Reese Hoskins with a two-run homer at the top of the 10th. St. Louis knocks off Washington 6-2 as Nolan Gorman and Lars Nootbaar hit back-to-back homers in the sixth inning. We never miss a chance to get Lars Nootbaar into the scoring recaps or the scoreboard. Braves beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. Kyle Wright with his 13th win for the Atlanta Braves. Austin Riley homered and drove in three. And the Dodgers win at Coors Field 5-4. The Dodgers got a strong start from Julio Urias, and they are 20-4 in the month of July. The Dodgers are a machine right now. And one NL game is ongoing. Cubs lead the Giants 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning in San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for tonight. Here in Tacoma, El Paso beats the Red Ears 4-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Fireworks show just ended here at Cheney Stadium, but the Rainiers lost the game. Hopefully the fans enjoyed the fireworks show, because there wasn't a lot to cheer for tonight during the game. El Paso wins it 4-1, and the Rainiers had only three hits, and they were all singles, just the three singles, two by Alex Blandino, one by Jared Kelnick. Did get to see some solid pitching tonight from the Rainiers. But Tacoma ends up falling in this one 4-1, the final score. Some other scores from the league. Reno walked off Salt Lake 6-5, scoring a single run at the bottom of the ninth inning to take that one. And the Aces end a three-game losing streak, and Salt Lake ended a five-game winning streak. Albuquerque beats Las Vegas 11-6. As the Isotopes hit three homers and had a seven-run rally in the second inning. That means Vegas is now 2.5 games behind Reno in the West, and Salt Lake fell to six games back. Oklahoma City scored twice in the bottom of the 10th to beat Sugarland 3-2 as Miguel Vargas hit a game winner, and the Dodgers now lead El Paso by 4 games in the East. Well, that's the same as they were when the play started today, both teams winning. And Round Rock edges Sacramento 4-3, the final score in Round Rock, Texas. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow night, 7.05 p.m. Darren McCacken starts for Tacoma. He's 6-5 with a 4.77 ERA. Tom Eshelman will be on the mound for the Chihuahuas. And that right-hander is 0-1 with a 7.56 ERA. That's tomorrow night at 7.05. Pre-game show begins at 6.55. And we'll have it for you right here on this stream. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Once again, our final score, El Paso 4, Tacoma 1. Have a great night.